This is the Cap and Haw Show from CSN Chicago and streaming on WGN Plus.
That ball hit hard. Stay in the air. Stay in the air. It will. You can. Put it on the board. Yes. Yes. And it is 1-0 Sox.
Throwing on 6 hits, 4 walks, and 9 strikeouts. And that ball hit
way back. And you can put it on the board. Yes. Second one for Melky. And just tack 2 more up there.
The Melkman. Home runs on both sides of the plate last night in an 8-1 White Sox blowout of the Indians.
That was some whole milk.
That was whole milk. Exactly right. Not the skim variety we talked about yesterday afternoon. Kevin Hawk continues at Comcast Sportsnet and WGN Plus.
Nice to hear Hawk in a good mood. Nice to hear Hawk happy. Hawk happy is a good thing for everybody. And the Sox needed that. They needed a game like that. Nice to see Alexei.
Yes.
Go deep.
History.
And
history.
Also, Adam Eaton went deep, didn't he? Yeah. I think Did Eaton
go deep?
Yes,
yeah,
he did. So it was a solo shot, and they needed that in Jeff Samardzija's latest audition for his next team.
But we grab Doug in St. Charles.
Sure. Well, let's go to Doug in St. Charles.
All right. Doug in St. Charles. What's going on there, Sparkles?
Yeah, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Doug.
I think David knows me. I bug him a lot with emails. Okay, I want to hear you guys talk about this scenario. We give Philadelphia 8 players, 3 infielders, 2 outfielders, and 3 pitchers, which we really, if you think about it, we don't need any one of these guys, and they're fairly good ballplayers. Second baseman Tommy La Stella, third baseman Mike Olt, shortstop Starlin Castro, right fielder Junior Lake, center fielder Mendy Alcantara, and 3 pitchers. C.J. Edwards is going to hurt, but we throw in 2 lefties, Wada and Eric Jokic.
Okay, so you have basically given them a big truck of nothing.
You've just given them a minor league affiliate, though.
Are you kidding me?
These are young guys.
Why don't you throw Taylor Teagarden in there, too? The rights to Edwin Jackson. You can make it 10 for 1.
These are young guys who still, the jury is out on these guys. Out of the 8 of them, well, except for Wada, some of them are going to hit.
Let me ask you a question. If I made you the GM of the Phillies, you making that deal?
I sure as hell would think about it.
No shot.
There's a difference between quantity, Doug, and quality. And I think that's what's in play here is that sure.
Philadelphia needs a lot of help.
Yeah, but I don't know that any of the names that you just mentioned are going to help them remedy their problems.
Starlin Castro?
Yeah.
Mike Olt could hit 250, 260, 25, 30 homers. Junior Lake is a budding star. Possibly.
Tommy
LaStella is a veteran, 26-year-old.
Doug.
Tough second baseman.
Doug, you don't have to yell.
What do the Phillies want?
Now I recognize the exclamation points.
Wow.
Thanks,
Doug. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
Decaf.
I've never seen someone get so excited for a Tommy LaStella in my life. And wow. Mike Olt gets him all riled up, too. What are those emails like, huh?
Like a lot that I get. Let's just say that.
Wow. Wow,
we appreciate the interaction, though, with the readers, viewers, and listeners. Encourage it. D-Haw at TribPub.com. TribPub.com.
TribPub.
Yeah. They shortened that so they could fit it on the line.
I don't email you at that.
No, I know, because you just email me at the regular one. It's still, it
safety number 4 at AOL.com.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I do. You want to give out anything else? You want to give out my home number? Here's my cell. Would you like to share it with the class?
Yeah, 312.
Stop it.
It'll be Donald Trump there in a second.
Yeah, thank
you're
you.
Lindsey
well, you know
Graham.
What? Now that you mentioned it, I mean, there's some comparisons there with you and the Trump.
Oh, yeah. It's very funny. Let's go to the phones. Where are we going here? How about Joe in Chicago?
All right, let's go to Joe.
What's up, Jojo?
Hey, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. You're on the air, buddy.
Oh, it's Tom, actually.
Okay, Tom. Good help's hard to get, man. Sorry.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Hawk, I agree with you about Samardzija. I totally agree. I think he's always been a me-first kind of guy, his attitude. And I'm a Sox fan, and I saw it when he pitched for the Cubs. But anyway, my question would be, Cubs and Sox have made trades in the past. It's been a while. Do you think the Cubs would be interested in maybe Quintana? Maybe a bat from the Sox, possibly like Alexi. Figure it wouldn't break the bank for the Cubs, and maybe the Sox could get something decent back in return.
Well, Tom, I don't think Alexi would be the bat they're looking for. I don't think he's had the kind of season that makes him, you know, someone that the Cubs would even look at as a possibility of adding. I don't know where you would put him, and I don't think that you want him. As for Quintana, certainly they would want somebody like Jose Quintana, but that makes him all the more valuable and for the Sox to keep. And maybe, you know, if you do trade a Jose Quintana, you would want back a lot because his contract is favorable, very team-friendly, under control, and he's a consistent left-handed starter, a good number three guy that you can throw out there every fifth day. He would look great in a Cubs uniform. I don't think the Cubs and Sox are going to make a deal this trade deadline. You don't hear any whispers about that.
No.
But certainly Quintana is a guy that if the Sox are really going to start unloading, he's got some value. So good phone call. Thanks for making it, Tom.
Thanks. Appreciate it there, buddy. David in Indiana. Hey, David, what's up there, bud?
Hey, David.
How you doing, Governor?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I just have I was thinking of a scenario. Let's say the Cubs do get a wild card spot. Would we really want the first wild card where we would have a game at Wrigley? Because Wrigley would be rocking, and I'm not sure how the young dudes would play with that. Or would we want to go on the road to Pittsburgh or even St. Louis where they could be much more, you know, less stressed and all that stuff? I'll hang up and listen to your guys' response.
Yeah, David, not that you're getting too far ahead of ourselves, but it might be getting a little far ahead of ourselves. I think that when you talk about the site for game 163, the wild card play-in, right?
Correct. Game 163 is going to be – the Pirates, I think, are going to lock up the first wild card. Cubs-Giants, I don't know how they determine where it's going to be, but that's probably what it would come down to, or the Mets.
Is that who they would end up
In a game 163?
Yeah.
It could potentially be the Giants or the Mets. That's who they're battling with right now.
Right. But, no, he's saying that the wild card, the one game.
Wild card?
Yeah.
It would be at the number one wild card's home, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, so would you rather play at Pittsburgh or at Wrigley if the Cubs are able to pass the Pirates? Like you were saying yesterday, you had your sights.
I'd rather play at home.
You would?
Yes.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Yeah. I think that he's suggesting that a lot of young players might feel the anxiety of playing at home. But you always want last at bats.
Meh.
You always want to play at home.
No question.
Imagine that scene.
Oh, I remember the 1998 wild card game against the Giants.
Yeah.
Tiebreaker. Hey, get the ultimate experience with the all-new Samsung Curve 4K Ultra HD TV at App in Glenview. Samsung 4K Curved Ultra HD, you get the fastest internet and smart TV functions available. Come into app today, see the complete selection of Samsung electronics, or call them at 847-544-2228, 847-544-2228. For complete satisfaction, free delivery, a better experience, shop where we shop. It's app, A-B-T. App.com, pleasing people, it's 1936.
Get to these phone calls when we get back before we shift gears at 1025. Eddie George is going to be in studio. We'll talk college football in the NFL with him, but we'll have a little more baseball to take care of.
You got it. Quick time out. Be right back.
It's the Cap and Haw Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
Our goal is to win a division. I mean, I don't want us to shy away from that. I don't want us to think any differently than that. I mean, like I've said, the threat is if you don't do that, you might hit your mark, and that may be considerably short of even getting into the playoffs. So I want us to play like we're going for the division. And then if the playoff, the wild card occurs, great, but I don't want us to just aim for a wild card slot.
Captain Hall, CSN Chicago, WGNplus.com. That was Joe Maddon talking about the Cubs.
And their goals.
And their goals. Wanting to win the division. And he's got to say that, Cap. Even though realistically you look at the standings and it's not something that we started the season you're late July, they told you you're in this position, you'd be thrilled to be in this position. You just want to get in. You just want to get the chance to play a 163rd game. Even though it might not be entirely fair, as Sully pointed out, he doesn't like the system. I think a lot of people have reason to look at that and think, you know, it's not the most fair process. Mm-hmm. But what it does is that it keeps a lot of teams, a lot of cities, a lot of fan bases engaged longer. And there, as we near the trade deadline, it has a lot of other teams thinking that they can make a run. So there are a lot more maybe buyers than sellers in theory. So, but I don't think the Cubs have any, as much as Joe Maddon has to take that tack, I don't think they're under any illusion necessarily of, you know, it. Cubs fans shouldn't be. I mean, they aren't going to overtake the Cardinals. But they could maybe catch the Pirates, maybe. But all you're worried about is getting in.
Just get to the dance and then see what happens. But if you're going to go out and add a starting pitcher, why would you not want to add something that impacts your team next year as well?
Well, that's a good point. It is a good point. But at the same time, you don't want to sacrifice something in the name of going for it now because, you know, you haven't done anything yet.
Correct.
You haven't.
Correct.
That's what you have to watch in Chicago. I think it's what you have to watch a lot of places, that you don't prematurely celebrate anything before it happens. You only have a half game lead in the wild card spot over the Giants.
Right.
You're one losing streak away from being, you know, the third team looking, you know, looking up at two other teams. You don't know what you've got, so you don't want to be foolish, and I don't think they will be. They're going to protect their assets. And that's why I think a lot of these scenarios don't make a whole lot of sense, because I think the Cubs haven't gotten this far in developing their team to just start unloading young players.
312-235-2525. Let's go back to the phones. Charlie's down in Indiana. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, guys. Listen to you quite a bit. Wondering about Zobrist and Hamill.
Well, we've talked a lot about Cole Hamels. I think it's
Hamels.
Hamill from Philly.
That's Cole Hamels.
That's Hamels with an S.
Thanks, Charlie. It's with an S and
Hamels, our guy.
And the price has been established. As for Ben Zobrist, there's talk out of Oakland as him being the next one to go now that they've unloaded Kazmir. There's a lot of teams that are interested in Ben Zobrist because he can play multiple positions. He's got some experience, and he's a good guy to have on the bench. So I don't know what the asking price will be, but if Billy Bean plays it right, yeah,
he's going to get something.
He's going to get a lot. And, again, the Cubs may not want to do that for a guy that
– they can sign in the offseason.
Yeah, where you don't have to give up anything.
Correct.
Except for money.
Bob's in Plainfield. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Bob.
What's up, Studley?
Good morning, gentlemen. I got a scenario for you. What about Starlin Castro to San Diego for Tyson Ross? I've been hearing on MLB that he's available, and I think he would be a good fit on the Cubs.
Might take more than that.
Tell me the trade again.
Castro for Tyson Ross.
They're not getting Tyson Ross for Starlin Castro.
Non-starter there, I think.
For Tyson.
Hey, you don't think a one-for-one deal there wouldn't work?
Zero chance. Tyson Ross is considered one of the better young arms in the game. They're going to ask you for Addison Russell, or they're going to ask you for Soler and an arm.
Yeah.
No shot.
Wow. Okay, yeah. I stand corrected then. I didn't realize he was looked at as that highly.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's a good pitcher, but I didn't think he was that highly regarded.
Yeah, but look at, he's controlled. He's not a free agent. He's young. He makes no money. He's got no injury history. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's going to be very pricey to acquire.
Yep. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bobby. Appreciate it, pal.
Remember the Core Four?
Yeah.
Who were the original Core Four?
Original Core Four
Almora?
Were Baez, Almora, Soler.
And Bryant.
And Bryant.
Okay, so now you still have Soler and Bryant, but you have Russell and Schwarber.
Correct.
And I think that's your Core Four. Those are the four rookies that you've really depended on to get to the point where you're at. Sully asked a good rhetorical question in the paper yesterday. Have the Cubs ever had four rookies this good at the same time? This is unprecedented.
Because the last time I remember them having elite rookies, multiple. Boy. Dwight Smith and Jerome Walton.
Yeah, that's the only thing you can really make a comparison to, because that was a team that won a division on the basis of contributions, big contributions from two rookies.
Rookie of the year was Jerome Walton.
Yeah, good old number
Jerome Walton was good old number 20.
20. There you go. He wrote a book. Didn't he write a book?
He did.
After his rookie season or something? I'm trying to remember. I think that he may have written a book.
Dwight Smith was like 26.
No, 27.
27?
Maybe 27. I'll have to do some research
something
there.
Something in there.
I always thought Dwight Smith was going to be the better major leaguer, though.
Neither guy turned out to
Neither
be anything.
Neither guy did.
Evan and Dwight. Hey, Evan.
Hey, Dwight. Hey, Evan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Evan?
Good.
You down by the prison or what?
Yeah, a couple miles from there, yeah.
There you go. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering what the chances the Cubs have of moving Chris Coughlin in a trade to make room for Schwarber and left when Montero comes back here in a couple weeks. I know Coughlin's a big clubhouse guy, but what are the chances they might move him?
Well, I don't think the Cubs are going to be sentimental when they're making moves. I think the Edwin Jackson deal cemented that and kind of debunked that theory. I think that Coughlin would be a guy that would have some value to other teams if he wants to be a throw-in in a trade. He's certainly been a guy that I think has been a pleasant surprise all season. He's not to diminish anything that he's contributed, but if they have determined that Kyle Schwarber's not a defensive liability in left field, I think they'd rather have Kyle Schwarber out in left
field. No question with the type of pop his bat has. But Chris Coughlin's like the perfect fourth outfielder.
Yeah.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Todd Hollinsworth.
Holly? All right, you guys have a good rapport, good chemistry on set with the Coughlin. Is that why? Is it?
Cox came over while we were doing the pregame on the field
and
stuck set right between the two of us and went, "Hi, boys."
He reminds you of Holly.
He does.
He's got better
player.
Hair.
He's got better hair. Holly.
Yeah.
Holly's hair.
Holly's got some good hair.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. For a radio guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Radio TV guy. 312-235-2525. Thanks, buddy. Let's get a couple more in. We got Eddie George
going to
be in the studio here
Dennis
in a couple minutes. Dennis in my hometown of Skokie. It's
by
where
the
I grew
way,
up.
Dwight Smith is number 18.
18, there you
hey,
go.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Cap. How about this, guys, for a trade, as long as we're talking trades?
Mm-hmm.
How about Sale, Samardzija, Danks, and Abreu?
Who?
And Sale.
Yeah.
Samardzija.
Yeah.
Danks. And Abreu.
Yeah.
For Schwarber.
Yeah.
Bryant and Arrieta.
We're not talking trades.
No shot.
Anymore.
Okay. Are you nuts?
Anymore.
No shot?
No.
Put down the Bloody Mary.
Oh,
we'll
my God.
Nap. Sorry, bud.
No.
Why they need a bat? And
you're not trading those guys. It's a non-starter.
Non-starter. Those guys
non-starter.
Aren't going anywhere.
Not going anywhere.
Not
what
happening.
What else you got? What else you got, Dennis?
That's it. I just thought. You know,
all right. Thanks,
have a
Dennis.
Good weekend.
Okay. We have had some callers that have got to be having Bloody Marys or what's the other thing you have in the morning? My wife
mimosas.
Drinks. Mimosas. Yeah.
July 31st cannot come fast enough.
Your wife
I can tell
big
you that.
Boozer in the morning?
No, no, not during the week.
What's my wife drinking them every morning?
On vacation.
She drinks.
I'll have another mimosa. I'm like,
well, if I had to wake up with. Oh, never mind.
That's going to be our next caller.
Don't say that
this
about
is Mindy
dog,
from
dogs.
Deerfield.
Yeah.
I would trade Sale for Travis Woods, straight up. What do you think of that?
Maybe so. Goodness.
One all more, right. John in Brookfield.
Let's go, John.
Hey, Johnny.
Pressure's
hey,
on.
Hey, Noodles, what's going on,
what's
man?
Going on there, Sparky?
Hey, David, you too, buddy. Listen, what Theo put in the plan a few years ago was prospects and their development. We're going along that path. We're starting to show some headway. There's no reason for the Cubs to participate in any way in the swap-a-rama, the trade deadline at this point. I know we're close in the stands. A lot of time that dictates to these GMs to be either buyers and sellers. I don't think you have to be either one or the other. Just continue to go down the road. And by next year, when we're 10 games up in the division, then we'll tweak the lineup to get a World Series quality player or something.
I think that definitely is a good call, John. I am with you all the way. I think the Cubs certainly could make a move to make their life easier. They're pitching more, getting more depth in the starting rotation. The bullpen maybe more depth. They could use a bat. But if they don't do anything, they have nothing to complain about. They're here on the basis of developing players at a rate that's faster than expected. Enjoy it, savor it, and go for it. You don't have to sacrifice any of those guys to get a step further that guarantees nothing.
They'll be banging on our doors during the off season to acquire some of these guys, and we'll get much better quality at that time of year.
Thank you for bringing the show back on the rails, John. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you. See you later, guys.
Johnny, hey, John, hold on. We're sending you to Malnati's because you are obviously sober and really clear thinking.
I wouldn't go that far, but I'll take it.
You got it. Hold on a second, John. We'll send him out to Malnati's. Alex Perez at AP421. Mm-hmm. Kevin Haw. What is this, Stupid Trades Friday? Hashtag put down the bottle.
I hear you.
Wow.
I mean, that,
very good, Alex.
Some guys are just calling to for the effect of wanting to see how ridiculous they of a scenario they can pose. But we're going to switch to football now.
All right, we're moving to football. Eddie George will be in our studio. Don't forget, Sports Talk Live I'll have for you at 5 o'clock tonight. Sox at Cleveland at 6. Our Chuck and Bill have the postgame show. Fire New England Revolution tomorrow at 7 p.m. for the Spanish broadcast, Espanol. Turn to CSN Plus tomorrow night. And the Best of Beer Money edition starts this Sunday night at 7 p.m. David Haw's favorite program. Kevin Haw brought to you by Horowitz. Horowitz and Associates, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers. They won the largest verdict for a brain injury in Illinois history. Largest verdict for a back injury in Illinois history. And the largest verdict for a neck injury in Illinois history. That is what we call, folks, the Triple Crown of Lawyering. Horowitz, Horowitz, and Associates. These guys win. Take a time out. Eddie George is next.
It's the Cap and Haw Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
Eddie George.
Welcome back, Kevin Haw, Comcast Sportsnet, and WGN Plus. Eddie George, one of the great backs we've ever watched, is in our studio. Good morning. How you doing?
Morning, Eddie.
I'm doing great. I am. Did you see the sun out today?
Yeah,
in
it's
the
a great
city?
Day.
It's awesome.
There's no better place on the face of this earth than Chicago on a day like today.
Unbelievable.
In the
Unreal.
Summer, it's the greatest city.
Oh, it is.
I had
it
the
really
top
is.
Down on my car coming in, and I'm looking around going,
enjoy it for
sick.
Like this 2 days, right?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
It is gorgeous day, man. Glad to be here in
you
Chicago.
You look like you could still play.
It, you know what? I just try to keep my wife interested in me still, man. You know, that's it. That's all. It's all a facade, man. I couldn't play. Trust me, if I tried, my knees. You know, I tapped the skull against somebody, one of these young boys today. I'll be done. So it just looks that way. I'm getting ready to watch my son play in college. So I'm really excited.
We're
about
talking
that.
About that during the break. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a freshman at Vanderbilt.
Freshman at Vanderbilt this year. Played at the Math Catholic last year in Maryland, Hightsville, Maryland. Got recruited to Vanderbilt to play for Derek Mason and the Doors, and have a chance to see college football from a different perspective, from the stands and tailgating. Really excited about that. And also to go around the SEC. And I've heard great stories about how they do it down there. For years I've been
Vanderbilt. Does that count?
You know, it's a low blow. That was tough.
I'm
that's
kidding.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
But, you know, going to Ole Miss and going to Georgia and going to Florida, I look forward to doing that.
So it's a good day to have an Ohio State legend in the studio because Ohio State made some news last night. Yeah. Braxton Miller's going to be an H-back. I think Urban Meyer said that that wasn't quite the case yet, but I think Braxton Miller let the cat out of the bag. What was your first reaction when you heard that, and how do you think this is all going to play out?
When I first heard it, I mean, I wasn't surprised. I think that he can definitely make the transition. You can put him in the same category with a Randall Cobb, plays for Green Bay. Randall L., who played so many years in the NFL as a slot guy, but played in Indiana as a quarterback. But we're talking about a guy that was a two-time Big Ten MVP at quarterback, a possible Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback. Just from a personal perspective, I couldn't imagine having to change my position because maybe I wasn't good enough to start as a quarterback on my own team. So from an ego standpoint and really from a your own personal standpoint as an athlete, it's got to be a hard blow. It's got to be a hard pill to swallow. But it says a lot about who he is.
Character.
It says, okay, character to say, okay, in order for me to help this team win, in order for me to reach my full potential as an athlete, I'm going to have to change my position. And not just the starting quarterback. He was the two-time MVP of the Big Ten at some point in time and a Heisman Trophy candidate at the quarterback position. It's unheard of. I mean, just a great man of character.
You started 130 consecutive football games. Mm-hmm. The only guy who started more at your position in a row, we work with Jarrett Payton here, is the late Walter Payton.
Yes, God bless his soul. Yes.
130 games in a violent sport like that. Were there days where you woke up on a Sunday morning and went, no shot?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was some tough days on Sundays when I felt like I couldn't go, with a torn cartilage in my ribs, a sprained knee, dislocated shoulders, turf toe, you name it, I had it, and had to show up every single day for work, you know, because I felt like, look, me at 60%, I'm still one of the best running backs in this league, and that's how I looked at it. It's like if I could walk, I was going to play. Maybe it wasn't smart hindsight looking back for the longevity of my life, but in the quality of life, I mean, I'm pretty good now, but I was a warrior.
Would you change anything?
No. Because that's what I was born to do. If you had that in your spirit to do that, it would have been blasphemy for me to do something outside of that, to say, okay, I want to have a great quality of life after I'm done playing. You know, and I was trying to be the best at my position, to be the best player in the league and win a championship at all costs.
How much of your durability did you incorporate alternate methods like yoga, which is now more popular?
Yeah.
When did that start? We know that's important to
you
now.
I started in 97.
Doing yoga in 1997.
I started doing yoga in 1997, my second year in the league. Prior to that, I did ballet. I would do when I was in high school. But I wanted to do something a little bit different to keep my hips and my core strong and to keep them open, to prevent preventative measures. And I was really fell in love with the practice. You know, when I first started doing yoga, there's a position called down dog where you hold yourself up.
Oh, believe me, P90X.
Yeah, holding that position at the beginning for 10 seconds was hard.
Yeah.
And in yoga, you have to learn to breathe in it, stay in it for close to a minute to 2 minutes. And when I did that, I said, you know what, I'm not nearly as strong as I need to be in all the right areas.
Right.
So it really opened me up to the practice, and I still continue to do it today. In fact, I have a DVD that's out on Gaim, so you can check it out. But I'm not here to talk about that. But
you do have a DVD?
Yeah, I have a DVD for men. Yeah, yoga for men.
How about
that's
that?
Cool.
Yeah. Interesting. Do you like the hot yoga?
Only if there's like a hot eye candy to look at.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll distract you, man. It'll distract
Lululemon,
you.
Lululemon, baby.
Yeah, isn't that the greatest?
Greatest store in the world.
The stock is booming too, right?
It is. Killing it. Absolutely killing it. Eddie George is in our studio going into the College Football Hall of Fame, and take you back to that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing up there, and there's been so many amazing players, and Eddie George is in the Hall of Fame.
You know, I had a chance to talk to Dre Bly this past weekend, who's went in last year, and just to talk about the men that you see in that room in New York, and it's a who's who of business, not just college football. You're talking about Roger Staubach, Jerry Jones, T. Boone Pickens, to name a few. Dan Rather's walking around. You know, like, whoa, this is pretty significant.
Serious.
Kevin Plank is there. I mean, just CEOs and corporations, is just it's a really, really big deal. And to see who else is not on the list, who's not in the Hall of Fame at this point in time, you look at that list, you're like, wow, Eric Dickerson is not in. Ray Lewis isn't in. Warren Sapp isn't in. And you're like, I got in, you know, and all these great athletes who played the game before me are still out. It's truly an exclusive group, and it's an incredible achievement to say that I've had for my collegiate career.
Your Titans are in the midst of a rebuild, and I think you have the number one draft pick, or number two. Number two overall draft pick, Marcus Mariota. and he looks like he's going to be the guy from day one. When you project out this year, it's tough to be a rookie starting quarterback in the NFL. Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota, who has the better year?
I think Jameis Winston, because I think he's more NFL ready. He comes from a pro system. He understands the nuances of the system. There were times when you watched him last year bring his team back from several touchdowns down. And this, you're going to find yourself in that position in the NFL. So he can play from behind. He can play ahead. He can make every throw there is to make. He's a great leader on the field. He can manipulate a secondary, you know, throwing them. I mean, things that you wouldn't see a quarterback do. Whereas Mariota, great athlete, but the system really helped him out. You know, and it's predicated off of time and pressure, you know. And I don't know if they're going to run an up-tempo offense. So in order for Marcus to have a successful year, it's going to take the parts around him to really raise up, specifically the run game. They've got to have a strong run game to support him and a strong defense to give him opportunities to be successful.
We hear so many athletes in trouble in the news. And I look at you. You got an MBA, I think, from Northwestern, mm-hmm. executive MBA.
Yes.
You got a son who's going to go play at Vanderbilt. That's as good academically as there is.
Yes.
You are just a quality person, a family guy. Everything that you do, are there times you're reading the newspaper or watching TV and you go, another fool acting like a complete idiot. I got to give these guys some guidance.
It's funny you say that. In fact, I started teaching a class at Ohio State called the Business of Professional Sports, where we cover a lot of these issues with athletes, from life skills to finances,
decision making.
Scenarios you'll find yourself in, and it was all designed to say, okay, this is what you're going to face before, during, and after your professional career if you get to that point. And it really opens up the conversation of what are you going to do with your education now and really take advantage of the opportunities you have in front of you and begin to think of yourself really as a brand. Once you put that uniform on as a collegiate athlete, you're part of a brand. You're a target. I mean, just look on Instagram, Periscope, Twitter. You know, whatever you say will be magnified.
And lasting.
And lasting out there. So it baffles me when I see guys, you know, in this day and age, like in the situations that they're in. No judgment. You know, I've had my mistakes, but, you know, you've got to be a little bit smarter in terms of this day and age, in terms of this
nanosecond. And along those lines, before when we come back from the break, I want you to talk about the decision by Jimbo Fisher at Florida State to tell his players that, you know what, after all of the turmoil they have been through the last couple of years, there are bars on campus, off campus, or off campus.
Banned.
You're not going to them.
You're banned.
You are banned from going to bars.
You got to throw down the hammer. You give guys the freedom to be men, and you can't act responsibly as men. You've got to take away things because guess what? Jimbo Fisher's job is on the line. He's been through too much the last 3 years with incidences off the field. And, you know, as a football coach, you don't have time to babysit. So guess what? You know what? You can't act right.
You're out.
You got to go.
Got to take quick time out. More with Eddie George. He's involved with a great event, the BTN Big 10K. That's coming up. We'll tell you how you can participate. Wintrust loves good rivalry. Who doesn't? I do. Here in Chicago, one of the best. Cubs and White Sox. Northside, Southside, Blue, Black. Put your money where your heart is, Chicago. Decide for your side with the Cubs or White Sox checking account from your local Wintrust Community Bank. It even comes with your very own Cubs or Sox debit card so you can show your baseball pride every time you make a purchase. Cheer for your team. Tweet or Instagram. Hashtag Decide Cubs. Hashtag Decide Sox. When you choose either online or in the bank, you'll have Wintrust donate up to $500,000 to Cubs and White Sox charities. Follow along online, see whose fans are cheering the loudest, and learn more. Wintrust.com/youdecide. Banking services provided by Wintrust Community Banks, Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox trademarks used with permission. Member FDIC. Be right back.
Cap and Haw.
Welcome back. On Comcast Sports Night, you can watch us. They'll rerun the show this afternoon. Cap and Haw Rewind tonight at 11 on CSN. Catch us through our podcast on iTunes and WGNplus.com. Eddie George, great College Football Hall of Famer, great running back out of Ohio State, is in our studio. The BTN, Big 10K,
It's Saturday, tomorrow, Soldier Field Campus, Big Ten Network's way of connecting with this huge community of Big Ten fans in Chicago. BTN kicks off the 2015 football season with the BTN Big Ten K, and this year BTN will have over 40 football games. The Big Ten is back. Should be a cool event.
It is. I'm excited about it. Starts bright and early tomorrow morning.
You running?
No. I'll be watching. I got my running in during the week. I try to get in 8 to 10 miles a week, and Saturdays are my day off. So I'll be watching with an alcoholic beverage in my left hand and maybe a pretzel in my right and cheering these people on.
All right, let me ask you a question. There's nothing wrong with a 25-year-old millionaire in the locker room going, hey, we don't have a game tomorrow. Let's go out tonight. Do players not make the decision before they ever take the first sip? Hey, man, call a limo service, Uber, something, so that I don't have to pick up the paper every day and go, another guy with a DUI.
You know, you think that you can handle it. You think that it's not going to be you. You think that, okay, if I have a couple, I can control it. But guess what? You know, the drinks start flowing, the music's right, the environment's right, the girls are in there. You're like, okay, I'm going to throw caution to the wind and take my chances. And that's when, pop, it happens. Happens to the best of us. I mean, so you got to think in terms of, if I have one drink, I can't drive, period. End of story. You can't put it out there. You just can't, you know. And listen, we've all made big-time mistakes, but as athletes, you have to think five, six moves ahead of everybody else because
they're all gunning for
you. The one thing that's going to circulate the news faster than anything is a negative story. Nothing positive.
Correct.
So that's what you got to look out for.
Back to the Big Ten. So try to be objective here. Jim Harbaugh goes to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're an Ohio State guy.
Yeah.
But what will be the Harbaugh effect on the Big Ten, on that program, and how much of an impact do you think he will have in his first season?
Judging by what he's already has accomplished, everywhere he's been successful early on. You know, Stanford, you know, refurbished that brand and made them national contenders. Left it under David Shaw. First 3 years in the NFL, Super Bowl appearance. I mean, went to the playoffs. Really changed the culture and the identity of the San Francisco 49ers by being a hard-nosed running football team backed up with a great defense. And I would expect the same thing back at Michigan. You know, one thing that I did see, these things don't matter, but they do to me, they went back and they got rid of the Adidas contract. They got the Nike back on the uniform. That's what Michigan's about. You know, now he's bringing some of the traditions back to what Michigan used to be. And I know for a fact that he's going to run the football. In order for the Big Ten to truly be back, Michigan has to be strong, period. You know, Michigan State, they're having their run. They're strong. Ohio State's Ohio State. Penn State has to be strong. But in order for the Big Ten to truly be back, Michigan has to be national contenders.
He is a different cat. Gotten to know him when he was here. But I would think that if you got the right kid with the right character and he's sitting in your living room, it'd be tough to turn him down.
It will be. You better, listen, they're going to be a hard team to beat. They're going to be competitive this year. And regardless of whether they have the talent or not on defense, offensively, they may not have the pieces that he wants, but they're going to play with a certain chip on their shoulder. And that's something I haven't seen from Michigan in the last decade. They don't play with the chip on their shoulder, regardless of who you are. They were Michigan, the maize and blue, period, in the Big House. They've kind of lost their way. The glaring sign to me was last year when they played Utah and there was the storm and they had to stop the game and everybody left the stadium. And then they came back in the fourth quarter to finish the game and there was no one in the stands. That was a sad state of affairs for the Michigan football program.
And that's why they had to make a change.
They had to make a change.
And they went back to the past to try to restore some tradition. Yeah. Okay, so you're in Chicago. We're a few days away from the Bears reporting to training camp. Mm-hmm. So look at what you think of Matt Forte, mm-hmm. What you think of the impact John Fox can have, and just overall the mm-hmm. Bears have endured
Cuddy.
Probably N.J. Cutler, Vanderbilt guy himself.
Yeah.
Bears had a tough year last year. What are the expectations this season? Do you see something everyone else doesn't? I mean, do you see any hope at all for a team that's really struggling?
Well, I think that When I think of the Bears and their organization through the years, it's been great defense and running the football. That's what win champion. That's my formula for winning championships. That's the Bears' makeup. And I think they have to get back to that. They have a quarterback. They've addressed that in Jay Cutler. But is he truly the leader that you want or that's going to lead you to a championship? That remains to be seen. I think that Matt Forte is a key cog because he's an underrated running back. Doesn't get nearly enough love from the national perspective that he deserves. The one thing, the key question is can they stop anybody? You know, and for me, leadership is such a big thing in terms of who you are, where you're going, and the character and the qualities you're going to have in the locker room. And I don't see that guy in the Bears locker room. Who is that key leader? The Briggs is gone. Urlacher is gone. So who are you going to lean on in tough times, and who is the true face of this franchise? So they have to address a lot of that this year. And it's going to be a year where it's going to be a transition year to figure out what John has to figure out what he has to work with, and how he's going to put his thumbprint on this organization in terms of building out the culture that he needs to be successful.
I want to go back to your personal life for a second, because as I knew you were coming in, I did some reading on you, and your mom was a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Your agent, Lamont Smith, who I know,
mm-hmm.
calls your mom and said, I want you to be there when he signs his contract.
Yeah.
Your mom changes her plans, comes to San Antonio. Was that where you signed? The flight she would have been on then was Flight 800 that crashes. Puts everything in perspective in your life.
Oh, it does. It really does. It was definitely an unfortunate event. A lot of people lost their lives. A lot of people lost loved ones from that flight. And it really affected my mom in a major way thereafter. She dealt with a lot from that, you know, barely missing that flight. You know, it was very difficult for her. And for me, gosh, it just makes me appreciate every day that I can pick up the phone and call her or
right.
see her. I mean, because you don't know when your time is up on this earth. I mean, you just don't know. So you tend to let go of all the small, mundane things that really don't matter and start to say, okay, this is what life is about, and I got to spend more time with my family.
I was telling David, I read a great book on vacation the late Stuart Scott wrote, Every Day I Fight, and he said, when you walk out after you've been diagnosed with something and you walk out, the sun shines brighter. Like today, you said how beautiful it is out there. Something like you and your mom went through.
Absolutely.
It just, you appreciate the bird chirping out, to whatever it is.
I mean, you know what? I'm a spiritual person, and I don't deny that. I don't hide behind that. I think what I try to do, I try to just look for God in everybody and everything and learn from it, good, bad, or indifferent. I try to appreciate what life has to offer. If it's just being able to wake up, sit on the side of my bed, and go brush my teeth, because there are people that can't do that are limited to a bed, that can't walk, that can't see, that can't move properly, or they're dealing with something. So I've been very blessed up until this point in my life that I can say I can do that on a day-to-day basis.
So what's next? You have so many different interests, so many different talents. I mean, what's next for an Eddie George?
What's next for me? I'm starting a wealth management company. I'm currently getting licensed in the business, and the idea is to help athletes with their lifestyle in terms of preserving their wealth, maintaining their wealth, but also coming up with a life plan for when their days are done, during and afterwards. Something I've been working on for the last year and a half or so. So it's very exciting for me to do it.
You've also acted some.
Yes, entertainment as well.
Steven Seagal movie, I think.
Yeah, that was like 12 years ago or so in Thailand.
Coach.
And Coach was one. You know what? My thing is I operate under three umbrellas. That's entertainment, education, and entrepreneurship. And with whatever comes up within that, whether it's a play doing a Shakespeare, I'll do it. If it's teaching a class at Ohio State, I'll do it. If it's about making money and building businesses and helping people see things differently and selling products, I'm going to do it. So that's kind of how I operate my life, and it's fulfilling. You know, it really is.
Well, thanks for being here.
Hey, appreciate man, it. Thank you. Hope you are you guys going to come run? You
get we'll have a little bit of a conflict.
Yeah. I mean, you can walk you don't have to run at all.
I take Saturdays off. I got my 8 to 10 miles in during the week.
Yeah, exactly. At least come down and hang out with me on stage.
Have an alcoholic beverage with you.
Exactly.
Take Uber. Don't miss the BTN Big 10K event in Chicago Saturday, July 25 on the Soldier Field campus. Big 10 Network's way of connecting with this huge community of Big Ten fans in Chicago. They kick it off the football season, over 40 games on BTN. The Big Ten is back. Dress up your favorite school colors, compete for your Big Ten team in the 10K race or the 5K run walk. Afterward, kick off the college football season in style with thousands of Big Ten fans at the ultimate post-race fan fest and tailgate party tomorrow on the Soldier Field campus. What time they want to be there?
Bright and early, 6:45, I believe.
6:45 in the morning. There you go. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having
me. Class act.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take time out. Be right back.